Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about the 2020 Academy Awards, and more specifically, about an HR and workplace insight that we can take away from the movie Parasite, which won awards for Best Picture, Best Director for Bong Joon-ho, Best International Feature, and Best Original Screenplay. And just a quick warning, some very mild spoilers ahead for those who have not yet seen Parasite. If you truly still do want to see the movie without any advanced knowledge of some of the basic plot elements, you may want to skip this episode of the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. Okay, if you're still with me, here's my central HR and workplace lesson from Parasite. When recruiting and hiring, we are mostly still too dependent on traditional educational histories, formal qualifications, standard assessments and tests, and hiring from what we deem to be safe and expected talent pools. In Parasite, the plot revolves around the relationships between the extremely wealthy Park family and the extremely poor Kim family, with all four members of the Kim family eventually becoming employed by the Parks in various capacities: English tutor, art teacher, driver, and housekeeper. The Kims are first introduced to the Parks when the Parks' current English tutor, Min, who works with the Park's eldest daughter, is forced to leave his position as he will be studying abroad. Min approaches his friend Kim Kai-woo, who is essentially unemployed and kind of aimless, to offer him a personal recommendation to the Park family to be his replacement, as for one, he trusts Ki-woo, and two, he knows Ki-woo's English skills to be better than the typical college student that the Parks would likely look to for in a new tutor. Ki-woo does indeed get the tutor position with the Park family, with the help of some expertly forged transcripts courtesy of his sister, Kim Kai-jung. And we learn that he proves to be, in fact, an excellent English tutor. In time, and via several pretty devious and clever schemes, Ki-woo manages to help the rest of his family secure employment with the Parks. Sister Ki-jung becomes the Park son's art teacher. Father Kim Kai-taek is hired as the wealthy family's driver, and Mother Kim Chin-suk becomes the Park's housekeeper after a rather evil plot to oust the former housekeeper is pulled off by the Kims. In the time from when the various Kims become employed by the Parks and the incredibly dramatic and strange ways these relationships become undone by the end of the film, and you really need to see the film to believe, we do see that despite none of the Kims having the requisite expected qualifications and skills that the Parks, or really any other employer, would normally require, all of the Kims are actually pretty to extremely good at their jobs. Ki-woo is a fine English tutor. Ki-jung is seen to be making good progress as an art teacher with the very challenging young Park son. Kai-taek is actually a good driver and increasingly takes on more tasks for the Parks. And Chin-suk manages well to keep the expansive house in order, despite not really being totally prepared for the job going in. If not for the above-mentioned unraveling of the situation, one could envision a plausible scenario where the unqualified, uneducated Kims would continue to be solid and successful employees for the Park family. They just had to scam and con their way in the door, but once inside, they truly were decent employees. So the work and workplace idea that I take away from this story is that most employers and leaders overlook, either willfully or simply by routine practice, to pass by individuals and entire talent pools that don't fit the expectation of what a good candidate and employee should be. Having attended and graduated from the top schools, having the right degrees, possessing a resume filled with similar experiences in roles at companies whose names we recognize, and doing the very specific tasks that the current opening requires are often still employment prerequisites. On paper, none of the Kims would have ever even been considered for the jobs they eventually acquire, and as I said, perform at pretty well. The major theme of Parasite is an examination of drastic wealth inequality in South Korean society. Certainly one of the reasons suggested by the movie is that lack of access to job opportunities for less advantaged members of society is a major contributor to this inequality. It's definitely worth thinking about, and it's a movie definitely worth watching as well. That's it for the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to h3hr.com.